I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you've ever seen the Mekong River, you'll never forget it. You can see some beautiful pictures of it that I'm seeing right now at theworld.org. The pictures capture life along a broad, flat waterway that starts in China and winds through Southeast Asia. The Mekong has been a key to life in the region for millennia. Now, one country hopes it will be a key to a new kind of future. The landlocked country of Laos wants to build the first of what would be a series of dams on the lower Mekong, but the country is facing an outcry from critics who believe the very future of the region is at stake. Erwin Loy has our report.
A boatman dips a paddle into the waters of the Mekong River in the sleepy town of Luang Prabang, Laos. He promises tourists top-notch views of the Mekong's iconic blood-red sunset.
Good trip by boat.
Then he starts his motor and steers his creaking wooden vessel downstream, propelled as much by the river's flow as its engine. The Mekong is one of the world's great rivers, and like the boatman, Laos itself hopes to harness its power. Laos wants to build the first hydropower dam ever on the lower Mekong, which runs from the Chinese border to the South China Sea. The landlocked country is one of the poorest and least developed in Southeast Asia, and authorities in the capital, Vientiane, say using the river to generate electricity is the only way forward.
Options for development of electric sector here are not many.
Saipasut Pumsapa is head of the Laos Department of Energy Promotion and Development.
We have been exploring oil and gas, but data information we have received so far is not so promising. And we have no other choice but hydropower.
Laos wants energy to become the main driver of the economy. The plans are ambitious. Laos already has 12 smaller hydro dams on Mekong tributaries. But it ultimately wants to build almost 70 more dams throughout the country, including 9 on the Mekong itself. But damming the Mekong is a risky and controversial move. The Mekong's swelling waters provide irrigation for thousands of square miles of farmland in 5 countries, and its fisheries are a food basket for millions. Downstream in Cambodia, fisherman Sla Mat Li squats on the ground with his family, scraping the scales from a few fish.
Fish are so important for me and my whole family. I need to make a living, and my business is catching fish. If I have fish, then I can sell it to buy rice and support my family. Ask anyone here. They'll tell you the same thing.
No other country is as dependent on the Mekong fisheries as Cambodia. 80% of the country's protein comes from fish, and most of that comes from the Mekong system. But conservationists say building even one dam on the lower Mekong could change the river forever.
We strongly believe that if the project go ahead, it's going to be a disaster. It's going to destroy all the whole of the Mekong biodiversity system.
Chit Sam At runs the NGO Forum on Cambodia, a coalition of non-governmental organizations. Sam At says food from the Mekong is more than just part of Cambodia's diet. It's woven into the country's culture, especially the pungent fermented fish paste known as prahok.
Every household, you go to the countryside, you know, prahok, they always have prahok for the whole year because they could not cook food without prahok. So when prahok lost, it's going to be a big loss, and that is going to destroy your culture.
Scientists say mega projects on the Mekong pose a direct threat to many of the river's more than 100 species of migratory fish. The Lao government says it will build mitigation measures such as fish ladders into the dam. But fish ladders have fallen short of the mark elsewhere, and fish biologist Eric Baran says there are too many question marks here.
There are very few studies about how fish swim, so when a mitigation measure is proposed on the mainstream, it's actually not based on any testing.
Baran works for the World Fish Center in Cambodia. He studied the Mekong for the last decade.
The Mekong mainstream should not be used as a test case for any technological development. The risk is too high.
And scientists believe the impact wouldn't be limited to fisheries. The dams would also trap vital silt and nutrients from flowing to agricultural land and coastal ecosystems downstream. The debate over dams is quickly becoming a contentious regional issue. Laos isn't alone in wanting to tap the Mekong's power. Altogether, there are 11 dams proposed by Mekong countries, including two by Cambodia itself. But when Laos announced its plans to actually build the first one, Cambodia joined Vietnam and Thailand in voicing their concern and asking for further study. Conservationists say that study should include looking at alternatives to traditional megadams. They're pushing for networks of smaller, localized projects, including solar and wind power, and smaller hydropower projects on Mekong tributaries.
We have the technology, we have the know-how to utilize a new type of energy production.
Gordon Congdon is with the conservation group WWF in Cambodia.
Again, the technology of the last century is still being proposed, the big dams, the massive national power grids. We think there's a much better energy future available to Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and Thailand.
But renewables are still in their infancy in Southeast Asia, and Lao officials say their potential doesn't compare to hydro. Laos craves energy, and Energy Chief Saiphasut Phumsapa says the country can't afford to wait.
Most of our populations living under poverty. We have no capacity to operate the nuclear power plant, to construct a power plant importing oil from Middle East. Only hydropower.
Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam have all agreed to consult with each other before building on the Mekong. But in the end, Laos says the final decision to build the first dam on the lower Mekong will be its own. For the world, this is Erwin Loi.
Again, you can see Erwin's striking photos of the Mekong there at theworld.org.